Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Okay. Wave your hand at me, woman.
Start.
You don't want to say to that.
I don't have one of those clicky things.
That's movies.
Like, okay, well, the audio. 3, 2.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
I'm trying here, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to Kinky and the Geek, your audio. Why?
I don't know. Maybe that's the point.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hot Women just popped up on my computer.
Yes, I see that.
See, it's not Hiddleston anymore, it's Hot Women.
Yeah, but I know Hiddleston somewhere in that machine. Deep in the crevices of the machine, waiting to pop out and say, hi.
Hi, darling.
Whatever. Yes. If we haven't talked about that before, which we need to stop saying that.
What?
Oh, we haven't talked. I know we've talked about this already. We haven't talked about the way we're phrasing stuff. I noticed that in the last cast. We said certain things a lot. But yeah. Yeah, she has a bit of an obsession with Hiddleston. Not just Loki.
He's a nice guy.
Yes. That's why you have the writings of Hiddleston on your computer.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In other words, I'm saying you have a lot of pictures of him, but you don't, like, have his manuscripts. So, yeah, he's a nice guy.
You're still losing me.
And this is a cast where I pick on the web slave.
I mean, I have a couple of his autographs on there, but, I mean...
Never mind, it's going over your head, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very much over your head. So, happy tax day for us here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy tax day.
Hey, you got yours in on time. I got mine in on time.
I just... You know me and how I feel. I know we don't normally talk politics or anything on this, which was a conscious effort when we first started it. But yeah, when it comes to tax day, I'm just... There are better ways of doing it. It's one of those things where I know we have to pay them.
Yeah.
But there are better ways of doing it than what we're doing now, so...
Anyway.
So, yeah, well, and also, if you think about it, okay, it's... As we're recording this, it's April 15th. Well, we're now all... We could also choose that date as we're starting to get into the summer movie season.
Yes, even
though summer doesn't officially start until June 21st, the solstice. But summer, although, and if you noticed, it's gotten later and later. It used to be summer blockbuster season really didn't start until Memorial Day or somewhere around there.
Right.
And now it's gotten to where it's like the beginning of May. I wonder how much longer it'll be until they start pushing further and further back. Because right now we just got out of what we could consider the dumping grounds of movies, which start in if a movie comes out in January, February, 9 times out of 10, it's not a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the studios are... Well, no, I take that back. You got two things that usually jump out during that time, especially beginning of January. You either have the crap movies that the studio's not real work, that they're not...
Don't have a
lot of faith in doing well. And especially if a movie gets moved
there,
then you know you're kind of hurting. Or it's all the Oscar bait that they get out at the, you know, their limited run thing in, like, the end of December.
Yeah.
Going into a wider release, because it's... What is it? There's, like... Officially, it's supposed to be that has to have a showing in New York and Los Angeles by the 31st of
something December. Like that.
I also heard it's really just one particular theater in LA. They have to have at least a showing by. Yeah. It's weird. It's one of those things.
I don't know all the rules.
Yeah, well, I've been interested because the bad thing is you'll have good. what would be considered Oscar bait movies that come out like at the beginning of the year, but they tend to get overlooked because
by that point they've gotten overshadowed by something else.
Yeah, but then again, honestly, it's gotten to the point now that, do you know they actually had this? You know how long it's been since we've had a comedy win an Oscar?
No, I really don't pay attention.
1978 for the 77. Annie Hall was the last movie to win, a comedy to win Best Picture.
That's fascinating.
It is. See, that's why you should pay attention, because the history of the Oscars, especially when it comes to movies, go back and see the stuff that has been snubbed. And or have, like, they made a big deal about the lady who directed Selma, where Selma got nominated for Best Picture, but she didn't get nominated for Best Director. There's been a history since the movie history has started, where there have been directors that have been, where their movies have been nominated, but they have not been nominated. Well, the biggest one is Spielberg.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Color Purple, I want to say he didn't win his Oscar until Schindler's List, but I want to say The Color Purple got nominated for stuff, but he didn't. So it's, I mean, she should be happy. She's in a very long list of directors that have been, their movies have been picked, but their directors haven't been picked, which is really, it does seem a little weird, but now, especially because it's not always been just five,
mm-hmm.
you know, where just the movies are, you know, where you have 10 movies, but only have five directors, you do end up having to,
somebody's not going to get nominated.
So yeah, you gotta start looking into some of the stuff that got nominated. And then what's interesting, there's been a few articles, and this may be for a later cast, where they've had a list of what won best movie for that year, but what were better films that came out, or what is actually the movie that has, that, yeah, they won the Oscar, but the movies that got snubbed have become classics.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone said that, I think I read somewhere where someone thinks that they should, that every year you should put like a 3-year gap between Oscars, between when the movies come out and when you actually do that year's Oscars, to actually give them a space
to really show
what movies should be nominated and what ones should be won. Yeah, I mean, look at this year. I know we're not the best judge when it comes to movies that get nominated, because we tend to miss a lot of movies.
Yeah, we do.
But we did get to see what I thought was one of the best animated movies last year, and or just one of the funnest movies.
Yeah.
The Lego Movie.
And
it didn't even get nominated for, it wasn't even up for best animated movie.
Which just doesn't make any sense to me.
I think the only thing it got, was the song for it. So the Oscars have just gotten to the point where it's, I don't know, it actually has become the pool of what? Of the movies that no one seems to have seen.
That's true. At least that's what I've heard.
You go look at the list of nominees from this year, and see if any of them were a movie you really, really wanted to see. They're definitely not the movies that make money. Because if that was true, then Guardians of the Galaxy would have been up for Best Picture.
True.
So, there does seem to be kind of a snobbishness to when it comes to the Oscars. And
all I know is I'm excited about all the films that are starting to film down around here.
Yes.
I'm mulling over a casting call I've been looking at. For some kind of project called Sputnik, but, you know.
Sputnik?
I think it might be better known as Captain America Civil War.
Civil War, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a recent casting call and I'm going, maybe.
Yeah.
I took theater classes in college. I could be an extra. I think I've got that outfit in my closet.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the Kinky and the Geek originates out of Georgia. And Georgia has now become, the Georgia and the Metro Atlanta area have now become, what is it, Yollywood?
Yes. I hadn't heard it called that. I've heard it called the possible Hollywood of the East Coast.
Right, but no, Yollywood.
Yollywood?
Yollywood, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They've just opened, or they're getting ready to build, 3 major studios. There was, what, a list of at least, there was a list somewhere that was the 35 TV shows and movies that are shooting down here. For anyone who saw the second Hunger Games movie,
yep,
the Capitol Capitol building and training area is actually where they hold Dragon Con
hotels.
Yes, that was the Marriott Marquis.
It's so weird watching the trailers for that and going, yeah, I know exactly. I've been there. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like, there's also that one, oh, was it? It's the one with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman, where they end up switching, basically doing like the Freaky Friday thing, but
yeah,
because of they're drunkenly peeing into a fountain. That fountain actually doesn't exist in that area of Atlanta that they built it there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So
anyway,
go on to
where we meant to be going.
Is, and she hasn't seen the, she hasn't heard the list.
Nope.
This is the summer movies for 2015, the 32 most anticipated blockbusters, comedies, and more. And of course, that starts on May 1st with Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Group hug.
Yes, and if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry, you've got a really big rock you're living under. You want to know how big the Avengers Age of Ultron is going to be? There isn't a single wide release coming out for the next couple of weeks. The closest thing is the second movie. It's called Maggie. It's a Schwarzenegger movie. It's a zombie film.
Huh, I haven't heard about
yeah,
this.
I'll read the little thing. A small-scale zombie film stars Arnold Schwarzenegger in a rare dramatic role as a father who has to deal with the undead infection plaguing his young daughter, Abigail Breslin. Yeah, that's basically what it is. It's a basically his daughter has been bitten, and he's dealing with trying to protect her from the people who want to kill her. It's going to be one of those little under-the-radar type things. It might be interesting. Okay, the next one. It is May 15th, Mad Max Fury Road.
I just saw the trailer for that. And I've never seen any of the films. I've wanted to. It's just another one of those that's on the list that I haven't gotten around to. That looks pretty.
It looks like basically Tom Hardy is taking over for the Mel Gibson role. So he is Max. Who basically encounters a group of women who may hold the key to the wasteland's survival. And it just basically looks insane. And looks like it's going to be fun. Okay. Next one is also May 15th. For the people who had seen it firsthand and loved it, it's Pitch Perfect 2. Which, right, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's our cup of tea, but
we have friends who seem to love it. And
yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're probably not going to see it, but yeah, that's the next one. And I haven't seen this trailer yet, but May 22nd, the remake of Poltergeist.
I still need to see the original of that. And yes, I know there's probably some of you looking at the thing funny. No, I have not seen the original Poltergeist.
She's
my brother-in-law's jaw dropped when I told him I'd never seen the
original.
Well,
you did live in... Your parents were very selective about the movies you guys got to see. So
that's
it's not
true.
Really that surprising. The same one coming out that same week is Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about this one.
Right, it's directed by Brad Bird. Mm-hmm. Which is also and co-screenwriter producer Damon Lindelof, who was one of the people who gave us Lost and I think Fringe and all that. Trailer looks very interesting. It's
I think it's a Disney film.
It is a Disney film. It is kind of based on the ride. It's Hugh Laurie and George Clooney.
Hmm. Or the Allison Clooney.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Here is Aloha. It looks like this is one of the more interesting revelations of the leaked Sony emails. It's how Nervous Studio Brass was about Aloha, the upcoming Cameron Crowe comedy about a defense contractor, Bradley Cooper, who falls in love with a young Air Force pilot, Emma Stone, while overseeing the installation of a military satellite array in Hawaii. And this is like got a John Krasinski, Danny McBride, Adam Baldwin, Bill Murray, and Rachel McAdams are the supporting cast. So, okay, a little lighthearted, some kind of comedy. The Rock has got himself another one. He got himself a summer movie coming out May 29th called San Andreas, which is basically looks like a 3D disaster movie, as they call it, the Irwin Allen by way of James Cameron.
Okay.
So, alright, basically The Rock in some form of disaster movie. The Entourage movie comes June 5th. Didn't watch the show, but people seem to be all up in this one, so. Also coming out that same day, Insidious Chapter 3.
I didn't even know they made a third one. Jeez.
Yeah, the thing is, it's horror movies. You think about it, horror movies seem to do very well, you know, especially with the younger crowd, because they usually make them PG-13. They're cheap to make.
True.
And they don't take that long. They don't take that long to churn out. Look at what they did with Saw.
True.
So,
I just hadn't heard they were making a third one.
I think I'd heard somewhere that they were working on it, but I think it's supposed to lead around another person focusing on a different but equally haunted family.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've had an aversion to horror movies just recently, you know. So I don't seem to. Then here is the next Melissa McCarthy vehicle.
Oh.
Spy.
Yeah, I heard about this one.
Which is basically, she's a CIA drone officer who was sent into active duty when her James Bondish partner, Jude Law, runs into trouble. So basically, they need to send that. I think I've seen the trailer, and it's basically you have to send, the... who's the most unlikely spy? Let's send out the chubby girl and all the stuff there. Mm. Okay, the next week, Jurassic World.
I'm actually excited about this one, and not just because of Chris Pratt. I have enjoyed the Jurassic Park movies. I guess I have some special memories of them, going to see them with my grandmother.
And right.
Well, especially the first one.
I've seen the first one. I've seen the second one. I enjoyed the first one. The second one, I only saw it once and it was okay. Never did see the third one. You know, it looks good. It looks like it could be.
I'm interested.
Yeah. I mean, it has potential from at least what I see. Okay, so, here we go, June 9th, the first Pixar movie since 2013, which was Monsters University, Inside Out, which is, it takes place inside the mind of an 11-year-old girl who is uprooted from her Midwest life and thrust into the much different world of San Francisco. I think I've seen the teaser for this, and it's basically... it's the personalities.
Yeah.
Inside, you know, it's basically the whole id, but you know, all that, but done in Pixar form, and mainly around an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been hearing a lot about it kind of losing steam, because there was a lot of excitement for this film at one point, but it's kind of losing its steam, so I don't know.
Well, we never know because
it is Pixar.
It is Pixar, and everybody seemed to hate. Didn't think that Brave was really a Pixar movie, and then people were kind of disappointed with Monsters University, but never did see it, so I can't really say much.
Right.
Then let's see, June 26th, Ricky and the Flash.
Okay.
This is a brand new movie by Diablo Cody, who did Juno and Jennifer's Body and Young Adult, and directed by Jonathan Demme, the guy who did Silence of the Lambs. It stars Meryl Streep as an older woman who dreams of becoming a rock star. Basically, it's one of those, you know, they try to throw out some movies to kind of counteract the boom boom explodey of the summer. Oh, Ted 2, June 26.
Okay.
Grrr, Mondays. There's a scene in the trailer that came out.
Oh, I haven't even seen the trailer that came out. I've heard nothing about this
movie. I have told you about this, so...
Yeah, but it's basically gone in one ear, it's ear and out the
it's
other.
Ted. You enjoyed the first one on
a line. I love the first one. I don't think it needs a sequel. That's my whole point. I'm like, really, people? Because I don't see the need for this film. Maybe that's a personal thing. I loved the first one. I loved Ted. It was great. I don't see the point.
But there's a scene where he's married. He's marrying Brandy,
mm-hmm.
and they want to have a child. And they're in the they're having Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg donate. And there's a scene where an entire rack of cess specimens fall onto Mark Wahlberg, and all Ted does is take a picture of it. He goes, "Oh, I'm gonna hashtag the Mondays."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really something that doesn't really, it's part of the plot, but that's just one of those throwaway jokes that they do. You're just being curmudgeon about this.
I don't think
watch the trailer and then say something.
Okay, I still don't think it should.
Just watch the trailer, then say something. Have a point. Have some stuff to back up your. Your grr Monday. All right, July 1st we get Terminator Genesis.
Yeah, this one's kind of caught my interest.
Yeah, well, they're all bringing in another kind of Terminator.
Yeah, and just the trailer or the teaser trailer thing I saw, it was like,
you do know there's a full blown one out now.
Yeah, I just hadn't found it yet.
Yes,
but yeah, that does such a twist right there.
Yeah.
It made me go, what?
And there's even more.
Yeah. So yeah, they've kind of got me going, hmm.
Also July 1st, Magic Mike XXL. I don't see why this one needs another movie.
Oh, no, I see why this one needs another movie. The first movie was okay. I saw it. There was some nice eye candy. There were some things that made me very uncomfortable. In the bad way, but and no, not in any kind of form of good way, but that was just snippets. It was mostly okay. I could see this one. I'll probably watch it at some point.
Right.
Maybe we'll make a girls' night of it or something. I bet I could get the girls together.
And next week, July 10th, we have Minions. Who get their own, but we still need to see Despicable Me.
I know, we still need to see Despicable Me too. But Minions!
Yeah, so we've got that. Self/Less July 10th. It's a Ryan Reynolds movie.
Huh.
It might be a thing that brought them on. It's a high concept, adult oriented thriller about an aging real estate magnate who is diagnosed with inoperable cancer.
Wait?
yeah, hold on.
No, that's the other film he's currently filming.
Right. A magnate who is diagnosed. Ben Kingsley, who makes a deal with a Savali Frankenstein-ish doctor, Matthew Goody, has transferred his consciousness into an empty vessel, Reynolds, except for this... Be a cautionary fable about man's herbals. This vessel isn't all that empty, and the wealthy man has to come to terms with taking over someone else, someone's life. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, July 17th, we start Marvel Phase 3.
With Ant-Man.
With Ant-Man. With new trailers out, now that the new full trailer is out.
Now, is this the start of Phase 3 or the end of Phase 2?
I want to say it's the beginning of Phase 3.
Okay, because I'd heard it was the end of Phase 2.
I'd
have to double check the exact lineup, but anyway, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. That's July 17th. The new trailer is out. Now that I've seen the new trailer, has made me...
It renews my hope.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get my hopes up, but I want it to be good.
Right.
I really do.
But think about it. They gave us a movie. They made $500 million in a movie with a talking raccoon and giant walking tree. Okay, July 17th gives us Trainwreck, which is, this is the Amy Schumer movie. Kind of an anti-romantic comedy. She's kind of a party girl that goes out, drinks, has one-night stands.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, and ends up falling in love with someone and is confused with it. And I don't know. The trailer looks funny. I like Amy Schumer. Wouldn't mind seeing her naked, but
yeah,
it's a Netflixer one for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and 24th, Pan.
I didn't know this was coming already.
Yeah, this is the next retelling of the Peter Pan mythos.
Yeah.
This is like the beforehand where we see how Peter gets to Neverland. Where he befriends a young two-handed James Hook and runs afoul of the notorious pirate Blackbeard, Hugh Jackman.
I'd heard Hugh Jackman's playing Blackbeard. Does it say who's playing Hook? Sorry, that's always important to me. And
Garrett Hederluden.
Okay, don't know who he is.
Yeah.
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah.
I have a thing for Hook, so anybody that plays Hook has to at least pass through my radar.
Okay, so we've got the next YA book now, Paper Towns, which is it's another one of John Green's books. It's the guy who wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh,
because that one did so well, they fast tracked another one of his Paper Towns. And let's see, what's this one? Free Spirit, Clara. I'm not even going to try to butcher her last name. It plays a mermaid in Pan who leaves behind clues to her well about that her neighbor / crush, Nate Wolf, another Fault in Our Stars hangover. Trailer makes it look like a cute romantic mystery, like John Hughes, by the way, of Hardy Boys. Okay. That's the first of the YA movies. That's kind of weird. Because with the way YA is being pushed through right now, and just can't see. Oh, here comes the next. Adam Sandler's next movie, Pixels. Which is basically aliens invade. They basically pick up one of those satellites that's supposed to have all the things about the way our culture's supposed to be. And think our video games are a threat, so they attack us using video games. And so it's Adam Sandler and Peter Dinklage with a mullet.
Yeah.
And another dude who have to come together and fight the invading characters.
Could be fun.
It could be a fun movie. Let's see. We have Southpaw that comes out that same week with Jake Gyllenhaal. Who loses his wife and has his daughter taken away from him and forces him to clean up his life and get back in the ring. Okay. It's written by the guy who created Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
And is directed by the Training Day director, so could be a good one. July 31st brings us the next Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Which I feel so bad because I watched the first one. I highly enjoyed the first one.
I loved it, and then I just kind of never watched any of the rest of them.
Yeah.
They're on my list. They're ones that, you know, it's like, yeah, I would love to watch that. I just haven't had
time. Which is really bad because the last one was a Brad Bird movie. And I know. Like, that was his first. We need And you know what? I think that one may be on Netflix. We may have to just bite the bullet and watch it without watching the other one. So, although yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of three from when we had DragCon where we shared the room.
Oh, yeah.
With D&T, and they were sick, and they had the TV on a lot, so.
That's true.
The 31st also gives us Vacation.
Oh, yes. I've heard about this.
It's a revamp of National Lampoon's Vacation films. See, it's a new Vacation follows a now-grown-up Rusty. Uh-huh. Okay. And him and his family, with Christina Applegate as his wife, which makes sense considering Chevy Chase got Beverly D'Angelo. You might as well give the Rusty have a hot wife too. Along with the rest of the extended Griswold clan, and both Chevy and Beverly show back up. With Leslie Mann as Audrey, with Chris Hemsworth essaying her husband. A final It's a making a final pilgrimage to Wally World, which is on the cusp of closing forever.
Ah.
So, I like Vacation. I liked European Vacation. I can't seem to get behind Christmas Vacation, even though everybody I know, I'll get the hate mail for saying this. I did not enjoy it. And Vegas Vacation just seemed bad.
Never seen any of them, have no opinion.
I think you'd enjoy at least the first two. August 7th.
No.
Gives us.
No.
Another Marvel movie,
no.
but not in the Marvel. It is.
No.
The Fantastic
no.
Four.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
They can call it what they want. That's not what it is.
Fangirl, please calm down.
No.
Okay, I would say more, but I think all I'm going to get is every time I say Fantastic Four,
no.
You see? So it might as well just go past the Fantastic Four.
No.
Fantastic Four.
No.
Okay, next one. Another remake, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot to tell my mom about this. I wonder if she's
yes,
heard.
Yes, this is the classic. It's Guy Ritchie doing the classic. It is going to be set in the 60s.
Oh, this could be good.
It is.
It's either going to be really good or really bad.
It's heavy. It's Henry Cavill as the American agent, Napoleon Solo, and Army Hammer, last seen in that train wreck of the Lone Ranger, as Ilya. I'll let you try to say the.
What was it? Kiryakin.
Yes, Ilya Kiryakin, also known as Young Bucky.
Also known as my mom's teenage crush.
But yeah, there is. So we saw the trailer for it. It looks pretty good, even if you don't really know the series, which I don't.
I know a little bit, but, you know, my mom.
Nice, interesting action spy movie set in the 60s. You can't really go wrong. Or you could. That same week, we get Straight Outta... August 14th. We get Straight Outta Compton. Which is...
Interesting
one. It's basically the history of NWA, then all that, and it's the scary thing is that it's got Ice Cube's son playing Ice Cube, who looks exactly like Ice Cube did when that came out.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen the things, and it is one of those ones. May not go to the theater for it, but it is definitely one I wouldn't mind seeing. Yeah. Okay, after that, August 21st gives us Sinister 2, which is going to be, I guess, the film before Scott Dickerson does a Doctor Strange. And yes, it's, creepy uncanny, following writer Ethan Hawke as he investigates a series of bizarre murders that somehow led to an ancient spirit. Oh, wait, sorry. That was the first one. That was the...
And I had seen the first one. I really
No, that was it. It looks like...
I try not to judge things too quickly.
It doesn't say, but okay, I was wrong. I was reading the... you don't judge things quickly? Do I have to say the name again?
I've seen enough of the plot and the casting to go, no.
Fantastic Four?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
It's a Fantastic Four. Said there are Fantastic Four. There are four of them, and it looked like a fantastic poster. You're gonna hit me!
It's not the Fantastic Four. It will never be the Fantastic Four in that casting. What more can I say?
Cleansing breath. I actually think she was gonna hit me.
I might still hit something.
Okay, August 28th gives us Hitman, Agent 47.
Yeah, I didn't see the first one of those.
Neither did we. Or neither did I. So...
I mean, the video game looks really interesting. I've seen people do cosplay from it. I mean, the whole concept seemed interesting to me. I've just kind of never checked it out.
And the thing is, from what I've seen, he's actually... I want to say, like, religiously...
Something like
Yeah, so it's a religious hitman. So, well, that one comes out August 28th. And that was it. That's what ends the summer, is Agent 47.
Okay.
So, yeah, so there's your list. There's probably other movies that are coming out, but these were the most notable, I guess. It'll be a busy summer for us. There's going to be a few of them, you know, because, you know, we're going to be there at... We're going to be there opening weekend for the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see Jurassic World on the big screen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to want to see Ted 2.
Might be able to talk
Fantastic Four.
No. If you want to go see that one, you can go see it by yourself. I am not giving it a dime. Not even a penny.
I'm doing this mainly for podcasting sakes.
Yeah. That film looks like a train wreck from... Ugh.
Well, I mean... That's the way Marvel products outside... Although, we're hoping not... See, I personally am not trying... I'm trying not to bash the movies. I hope they do well. Because... But
this one just... It somebody is on LSD.
It would be great if we could get all... See, this is what I'm going. We may have to make this one an all-movie cast, because
yeah,
we've gone a lot longer.
Save my other articles.
We'll save the sex articles for next week. Okay. I look at what Marvel's doing, and I look at what DC's doing, and it almost seems like Warner Brothers is looking at what Marvel is doing and doing the exact opposite.
And then wondering why it
yeah. You know, this is the movie company that when Dark Knight did so well,
it
looked at Dark Knight and it didn't look at a well-directed, well-acted, well-written movie that people liked. They came to the conclusion that Dark Knight did so well because it was dark. And decided to start revamping every one of their movies to be darker.
You know, we want to be edgy, we want to be dark. And it's like, yeah, that works for Batman.
That works
for Batman.
For Batman.
Not so much for some of your other characters. I mean, they do have other characters that dark would work for.
Right.
But they're trying to apply it to everybody.
To everybody. You have... Look at the Marvel, the way Marvel's been doing it. Every movie has been almost kind of different genre.
Yes.
It's almost... But the one thing they always seem to have is an action-adventure with a fun quality to it.
Exactly.
Whether it's the fantasy epic of Thor or the Bourne-ish type movie of Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Or the space epic that the Guardians of the Galaxy are.
Yeah.
Each having a different kind of theme, but all being with overall fun. right. layer to it. And that's the way I think a good comic book movie should be, because that's the way a good comic book is.
It evokes everything when it should.
Right. Then you have DC looking at taking it and basically saying there's a no humor thing to their movies. Everything's going to be straight. Everything's going to be serious drama. We are DC.
And I just go, what? What?
Yeah, and...
because you have your jokesters, you have your smilers and your laughers.
Right.
Don't take their personalities from them. You take the personalities from the character, it's gonna flop.
Right, and then you also have... and then you look at what they're doing with TV. Right now Marvel only has the... well, they do have the Daredevil. But we haven't seen Daredevil yet, so we can't say anything. But you can definitely see that Marvel is using S.H.I.E.L.D. to help kind of bridge the gap of what's going on in the movies. You can definitely get the feel right now of the way S.H.I.E.L.D. is going, that they are setting up Civil War. Because that was the one thing you got with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Winter Soldier. You got to see the fallout of Winter Soldier on the show.
It becomes this great little bridge between things.
So you have a continuous universe.
Exactly.
Well, the one thing good DC is doing, besides the animation side,
has been so good.
Is you've got, right now, and I'm not going to bring in Gotham, because we stopped watching Gotham, and Gotham is kind of
Yeah, Gotham, I think, is its own thing.
This is its own thing. But you got Flash, and you've got Arrow. And you've got two very strong shows that are crossing over. You've got this little built universe, and they're having fun. This first season of The Flash has been great.
Yeah, loving it.
The Arrow has been doing a slow build from season one up to where it is now. We're supposed to be getting a new one. I think they're pulling out a few of the characters from both The Flash and Arrow and coming up with another show.
And I want to say
that Supergirl is going to get tied into that universe,
too. I
know
she's getting her own series.
Well, she is, but I think even though it's going to be on CBS and CW are connected.
So it could be
the same universe.
It could still be the Stillmation universe.
But one, they've said you can't use Batman and Superman at all in the TV show. But the movies and the TV shows are different universes.
Which, I guess if you think of it in a multiverse kind of thing, like the comic books, okay, fine, but at least learn some of your lessons from what you're doing so right on TV.
Right.
You know, I mean, make it another universe. But it's still the same characters. It's just...
See, I can understand... okay, I don't... it's not the fact that they're doing this and you can't break... you know, oh God, you're doing another universe. And I know, you know, DC, just, you know, the multiverse, all that, fine.
But
it kind of... when you've got a good thing going and you have characters that are embodying the characters you have right now, why not use them for your movies? And go out... It's, again, not what Marvel's having a success, but DC can't see... because, see, Warner Brothers doesn't have the problem that the Marvel Studios does.
No, they've got all their characters.
They've got access to all their characters.
They can do just about anything they want.
Right.
They've got... you know.
They've got access to everything in the DC universe. And it just seems like they don't have the talent behind the scenes.
Yeah.
To work what Marvel's been able to do so far with their...
they just don't seem to get it.
So
I want them to do good.
Right.
You know, I want them to be good. But I'm looking at what they're doing, I'm going, how do you not see where you're going astray here? I don't know.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... because I am... I Yes, I'm more DC. I mean, more Marvel than I am DC. But I'm also a fan of the DC Universe.
Oh, yeah.
And I really want to see good representations of the DC Universe in a live-action film. I mean, again, we just saw on the internet that Wonder Woman lost their director
again.
It's like,
and maybe I don't get it, because it's like you've got this wonderful female, strong female character, and you don't know what to do with her, and you never know what to do with her.
And then NBC just killed what I thought was one of the better DC.
Constantine yeah.
really was working up to it. It's not going to get picked up by sci-fi. It's pretty much in the dustbin, but it's just kind of sad. So
yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? It's time. It's that time.
Yeah, we should probably wrap up.
And, so again, if you want to hear more of this kind of stuff, if you want us to just shut up and make out on cast, it would be kind of a weird cast.
But it'd be kind of quiet, probably.
That would be. Or if you want us to just stop altogether. You know how to get a hold of us. We are kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com, kinkyandthegeek@Twitter, friends of Kinky and the Geek on FetLife. A Kinky and the Geek Facebook
and WordPress
kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com and I think we've got I think Morse code, Friendster, MySpace, GeoCities, Angel,
don't bring up GeoCities. I'm still stinging over both of my websites being gone. I put a lot of damn work into those websites, and they are gone.
Okay. But again, we've come to that end of the show where we say, be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.